All right, this is a complicated mic stand. I don't know, this is very unprofessional of me to talk about the mic stand. Did Todd break it?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on. That's not the right part. That's not the right part. I did the wrong thing. Hold on. All right. God, okay, yeah, this is a little bit too tight. Does anyone have...
No,
there's... Yeah!
That's how you make shit happen here at Friendly Town.
You just...
It's too late to try physical comedy, Tyler.
Disrespect as the current mayor of Friendly Town. Oh, by the way, shut up, Greg. Hey, by the powers vested in me, I ask everyone to kindly refrain from calling me out of my awkwardness and chant it along with me. I hereby declare the Friendly Town City Council meeting come to order.
Friendly Town!
Friendly Town!
Friendly Town!
Friendly Town!
Friendly Town!
All right, you guys get a C. Now, welcome to Friendly Town. Is this mic working too? Okay, cool. Here's a real stand. We got a real functioning mic stand. It's good because we might need two tonight. Tonight on Friendly Town, I'd like to welcome you all for the premiere of the Friendly Town Lottery. Now, right now, I'm actually unscrewing. You guys can't hear this, can't see this on the radio/podcast, but okay. I think I've got it under control. I've got the mic stand under control, and I'm ready to start the Friendly Town show. Woo! Welcome to the Friendly Town Lottery Edition. This is going to be a very fun night. I say that every week, and we've had fun every week, haven't we, returners?
Yeah.
All right, yes. I'll take that. You guys get a C+ now. I'm working on the curve. You guys are now. I'm grading on the curve, and the curve is pulling back. So you guys now have a C+. You're in the passing range. And maybe you'll get that B, maybe you'll get that huffy 10-speed bike your parents promised you if you got a B average on your report card. But this week, for the Friendly Town Lottery, what we are going to be doing is we're going to be, first of all, welcoming our four lottery contestants onto the stage tonight. Does everyone who wants to participate in the Friendly Town Lottery, has anyone who wants to sign up already signed up? Just wanted to make sure. We got everyone? All right. So to start the evening's festivities, I'm going to issue the lottery tickets to our four contestants for the night. And as we say here at Friendly Town, where everybody knows your nickname, I'm going to be reading as they were written on the sheet, as the nicknames were written on the sheet, and welcome the four of you up here to start the show. Mr. John money sign Hurst, with the dollar signs in place of the S's. Come on up. Todd Lucky Dog, spelled D-A-W-G Lewis. Juniper Sugar Tits Moon. There's nothing I can say about that. That's what she wrote. And last but not least, Aaron Deep. Whose phone is ringing?
It's mine.
Oh, okay. Actually, no. I mean, it's cool. I don't know you that well yet. So, and last but not least, Aaron Deep Pockets Chastine. Everyone, give it up for our contestants. Yeah. All right. So everyone since let's see, everyone will have three lottery tickets. So I'm going to go to each of you and ask. First of all, Mr. Todd Lucky Dog Lewis. Why are you playing the Friendly Town Lottery?
I want to win the lottery so I can get a job.
Okay, take your three tickets. I feel like we're in some industrial video from the 80s. You rip it. You rip. There you go. Oh, yeah, no, I'll keep those. Yeah, no, I've said this is the first annual Friendly Town Lotto. So we're still learning. We're still working out the kinks. All right, Juniper, why don't you tell us and Friendly Town's audience why you want to play the Friendly Town Lottery?
I don't get burned at the stake.
All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. Mr.
Hey, you need me,
Oh yeah, I do need those. It doesn't matter. I'll keep the ones that says the ones that says keep this coupon. You know, they both say the same number. Don't eat your, do not eat your tickets. That will severely reduce your chances of winning. All right, Mr. John Money Sign, cha-ching, Money Sign Hurst. Why would you like to play the Friendly Town Lottery?
Plan on using the money to start up a startup company that abolishes current social media and introduces everyone back to GeoCities era websites.
Oh, I think that's the legitimately best. that actually is the legitimately best reason I've heard from anyone so far. So far, so Todd can get a job, so Juniper can avoid being burned at the stake, and John wants to rewind the clock to 1997. Will we also have the Swing Revival as part of the package deal?
I predict a full on Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we are. We wear it with pride. Speaking of people who are not old, our next contestant is Aaron Deep Pockets Chastine. And Aaron, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you're playing the Friendly Town Lottery.
Well, you see here, I come from a long line of lottery winners, so I just want to make my PayPal proud.
And so what is your PayPal, when did your PayPal win the lottery?
1972.
Okay, what did he do with his winnings?
He gave it to the orphanage down the road, who then sent the money right up back to him, because it turns out it wasn't actually an orphanage.
So. Maybe we'll find out later what it really was. All right, take your three tickets and tear them in half. All right, so the way we'll be running, you guys can all sit down. This is about as far ahead as I thought. Yeah, no, not on the stage. Those of you guys listening at home, Juniper just sat down on the stage like it's story time. This is the lotto. We don't mess around with a lottery. It's story. It's not story time.
I like stories.
And wait, I think we have a late entrant from Mr. Greg Rains. Did he want to participate in the Friendly Town Lottery too?
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, you could have just walked up on stage. Like I didn't write your name down on the list, but it's okay. It's all right. So why don't you come up real quick and tell us, while I tear your tickets off of this spool, why you can use that microphone. Why do you want to play the Friendly Town Lottery? Please do not terrify us.
I need to pay my rent.
Well, that's a very pedestrian reason, but I think that we can get behind that as being the second best reason we heard. The worst reason by far being the orphanage shit. Like, I mean, it's like that's a long, long line of lottery winners who just give their money to questionable charities. If you want to find out what charities to give to this Hollywood season, just go to facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville or email us at friendlytownmayor@aol.com, which I didn't include that on the recording. By the way, those of you who are listening at home, I have just recently registered a new email address for Friendly Town. If you have any questions about the show or would like to contribute to the Friendly Town zine, you can send it to friendlytownmayor@aol.com. In your case you're wondering, yes, that means that friendlytown@aol.com was already taken. So that means that there was someone in 1998 who came up with the screen name Friendly Town, and that person probably sent out the message A/S/L? About 700 times. Yeah, Juniper knows what that means, but you know, she's like, "You guys are old." Like, not that old. I was a kid when that came out.
Geriatric millennial.
Geriatric millennial is actually the name of Friendly Town's up and coming prog metal band.
You're welcome.
Geriatric millennial. It's like, you know, they have a Christmas album coming out. It sounds a lot like Mannheim Steamroller, but with a lot more like Cookie Monster vocals. It's really neat. It's really interesting. All right, so for our first drawing of the evening, why don't we have a special citizen of Friendly Town, one of our audience members. Does someone want to come up and pick our first winning ticket of the night? All right, we have right over here. Why don't you come on up? Hey, everyone, give it up.
Scott.
Woo! Give it up for Scott.
Hey, Scott.
All right, I'm going to, we can, why don't we ask, now tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a lottery player? Do you play the lottery in the real world?
Never.
Okay. All right. So then you can sit down. I'm kidding. Let's get this thing going. All right, everyone. Can we get kind of a drum roll sound going from the audience? A little bit of drum roll. All right. Pick a ticket, any ticket, and And I will now read the winner. The first winner of the Friendly Town Lottery is the... thank you very much, Scott. Give it up for Scott. Woo! First winner of the Friendly Town Lottery goes to the person holding the ticket. 6, 2, 3, 1, 2, 6.
I lost my ticket.
you already lost your ticket. All right, Aaron. Aaron, go on and get on that mic. All right, Aaron, congratulations. Yes. All right, I'm making sure you won. All right, 6, 2, 3, 1, 2, 6.
I want my free Frosty, though.
Oh, all right. All right, your first winner of the evening is Aaron Deep Pockets Chastain. And your prize is $40,000 U.S. that you must, and the caveat is you must, within 1 week, spend it all on plastic surgery on yourself. Oh, tell the audience.
I need that.
Tell the audience how you spend that money.
Whoa. Well... First,
thanks for the drink.
I would have a breast enhancement. Clearly, I would have a breast enhancement. Because my dream job is Hooters, so that'd be my number one goal. After that, I would give half of whatever's left to the church. Then I'll find out 3 weeks later it's not really a church. I don't know, it's a lineage prophesized, you know. Let's see. I think I'll have 8,000 left at that point. Wait, no. I'm supposed to end it all on plastic surgery, right? So I can't give anything to the church. I take that back. Sorry, church, you're getting nothing. I want them boobies. And after that, I would probably add about 3 inches to my height as well. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. And that would probably be it. I think I'm happy with the rest of myself, so I think that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron Deep Pockets Chastain.
Thank you.
All right, so that was our first prize of the night. So now you guys have a general sense of like how the show is going to go tonight. We also, in the midst of that, for those of you guys who are listening at home, there was like a beer projectile. A beer was projectile launched across the pilot light. I was going to lead the show with the Friendly Town Guarantee, and that one Friendly Town Guarantee is you do not get showered with beer for coming to Friendly Town. Which, by the way, every Monday night at 7:30 at the Pilot Light. I don't think I mentioned that so far yet tonight during the Friendly Town portion. All right, who's ready for your next lottery drawing?
Not yet.
Right. I'll try to not. I don't know how I could try to avoid not picking one of yours, but anyway.
Was that the Pilot Light Golden Share that just happened to you?
No.
Yes, that's exactly
no,
what it was.
No. All right, you guys, folks, we here are serious about the Friendly Town Lottery, and frankly. Frankly, I don't appreciate this chicanery.
I totally
and you're going to get disqualified at this rate. I'm sorry, Juniper. All right, so why don't we have another citizen come up and draw the next ticket? Do we have another volunteer? All right, Michael, right up here in the front row. Give it up for Michael. All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself, Mike. Are you a fan of the lottery as you know, either the book or the real thing in the real world?
Oh yes, I love the lottery. So all my earnings come from and spendings.
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird. Anyway, why don't you pick our next winner in the Friendly Town Lottery? Yeah, this one's got a little list. Do you want to read the number two?
Sure, why not? All right. The lucky number is 6, 2, 3, 1, 2, 0. Nobody.
It's probably me by proxy.
So by process of elimination, even though she lost her tickets, give it up for our next... First of all, thank you, Mike. Give it up for Juniper, our winner by process of elimination. I think there's like an Israeli folktale about this exact situation. Yeah. All right, now Juniper...
That's me.
You can get on the microphone for the edification of our audience and the listeners
yeah.
at home. So your prize is a lifetime supply of apple pie. Tell us what you do with it.
I trade it for the plastic surgery. Well, in the spirit of American Pie, I guess, like, we can all have an apple pie orgy. I don't know. I don't really like apple pie. What do I do with this shit? Todd, do you want some pie? I give it to Todd. Or a barter for the plastic surgery, because, honey, I need that. Look at this shit. Like, and a lot of things. The podcast folks can't see this. They don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know where I'm coming from. But yeah. Y'all want some pie? I can take that as a yes.
All right. Oh, shit. Oh, man. We are a hot mess tonight at the hotel. All right, so Juniper has proven that, you know, she is not in the position to accept a lifetime supply of apple pie. To be fair, that is a shitload of pie. And you get kind of and apple pie is something that you see it, you know, when you first see it, you're like, "Oh, it's exciting. It's apple pie." And then by a couple slices in, you're like, "All right, I could go the rest of my life without eating apple pie." So, I think trading it for plastic surgery is probably the best. All right, so now plastic surgery is off the table after that. unless you cleverly work your way back to plastic surgery. And I know by bringing this up, everyone who comes up here is going to somehow work plastic surgery into their routine. But I think we can rise above that. You know, and Sir Henry Rollins, 81, rise above. Like, you know, we are born with a chance here at the Friendly Town Lottery, and I'm going to have my chance. As Henry Rollins once said. Anyway, who would like to come up and draw our next winner? Who would like to be the hero? All right, we have Brooke, everyone. Woo! Give it up for Brooke. All right, Brooke, welcome to Friendly Town.
Hello.
What is your... Tell us a little bit about... Have you ever played the lottery? Have you ever won any money on a scratch-off ticket or something?
Only those really fake ones that get your hope up and then just crash you and smush you and turn you into sadness.
That's a really powerful scratch-off ticket.
Yeah, they're horrible.
All right, no more scratch-off ticket talk. I'm going to write a note to myself. I didn't realize that there were scratch-off tickets available that could crush your spirits.
Yeah.
I just thought you just scratched them and you're like, oh, well, shit, time to go open my other Christmas presents.
You have to collect the prize.
Yes. All right, you want to read the next number?
Sure.
623-124.
I won! Woo! Give it up for John, money sign Hurst.
I finally win at something. I got splashed on by beer and now I won? This is the greatest night of my life!
Yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, first of all, I mean, like I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, like from the heavens, beer came down on me like a Balls UT game. It's like nectar from the gods, like Miller Lite, I assume. Was that Miller Lite?
High Life, yo.
Oh, even better. So after that point, I don't know what to do because I don't know how much did I win? Did I just win?
Can I
just go home now and just like don't have to worry about losing at all? I got questions about this.
Okay, you,
yeah.
Do your job, suit!
That's the prize, everyone.
Say the prize again?
Yeah, say it again, Todd.
Do your job, suit is what I yelled.
Oh, I thought you said a beer snob suit. Like a suit that someone who's a beer snob wears, and it just disintegrates when Miller High Life splashes on it.
That sounds like a weird Cinderella-esque story where I could like by midnight don't get beer spilled on it or else, you know.
Yeah, or else it just turns into a pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have a much clearer idea of what you won when you win your next one. Because you're going to win.
Wait.
One.
You mean I'm going to win again?
Well, we can always hope, right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I think if you just like playing the regular lottery, if you just try hard enough and believe in yourself. You know, you might win.
And I believe myself way too much.
All right. Woo! John Hurst, ladies and gentlemen. Money sign. Woo! All right. I think just to keep this thing flowing, we'll get another citizen up here in a bit, but I'm going to randomly pick the next number. Randomly pick 623-119. 623-119.
Is that me again?
If no one else has, it's Juniper. All right.
I won twice!
You can applaud her again, you guys.
You can do that. Like, I try to hide my...
All right. Now, Juniper, you previously won a lifetime supply of apple pie. What you've won this time, very conveniently, is a lifetime supply of pie cutters.
Fuck, man.
So how do you make this work for you?
I honestly have no idea. It's like this was meant to happen, though. So I guess, does anyone want some pie cutters?
It would have been really strange if someone else had won the pie cutters. Because then you guys would have had to work together.
I feel like this is rigged.
I'm sorry. Look, they just came with the pies. And we didn't want to be left over with a lifetime supply of pie cutters. So
what
just,
does that even look like, a lifetime supply of... What does a pie
like
cutter look like?
It's like a pizza slice made out of steel with a handle on it.
I mean, basically. I use that every day at work.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
What is it, like five of them? Because like they last a long time, man.
Well, no, these are all really shitty pie cutters that break.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah, they're like Dollar Tree pie cutters, and they will break right when you're done slicing one pie. So it's like a one pie cutter to pie ratio.
I need to call my Mima. Maybe she'll want them. I don't know.
Okay, so your Mima's gonna be flush with pie cutters.
I guess.
All right. Awesome.
They're all gonna pass to me anyways.
By the way, those of you who are coming up on stage, yeah, I'm just going to do this now. Oh, thank you so much, Brooke. I appreciate it.
Thank you for
someone's still going to trip and break their nose on that thing. I'll try to de-slackify. There's a cable running across the front of the stage. Okay, our bartending mayor Todd is going to take care of it to avoid a friendly town lawsuit. All right, while you're up here, Todd, why don't you pick the next number?
Seven.
All right. Well, by God, my one.
You mean he's a citizen?
All right. The winner of the next...
Is the lottery rigged?
Yeah, the lottery is...
It is.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what have I said about the seriousness and solemnity of the Friendly Town Lottery? All right. Your winning number for the next one is 623-130.
That's me.
Yay!
Thank God.
Greg Rains, our first-time winner here at the Friendly Town Lottery. Make your way up to the stage, sir. Thank you. 623-130. All right, we know you're not a lying sack of shit. All right, got your ticket. Anyway, Mr. Rains, what's your lottery nickname going to be, by the way?
Big Daddy Fats.
All right, so was that with an S or Z?
S.
Okay, Big Daddy Fats. Greg, Big Daddy Fats Rains. Your prize is a 1987 Ford Pinto with a stereo system worth $35,000 in it.
What color?
Oh, it's a blue. It's a blue Ford Pinto with the world's most expensive stereo system in it. How do you use this car, or do you sell it and reap the benefits? Tell us all about it and your first day as the owner of this new car.
Okay, this is coming from someone who actually worked on cars for a living. The Pinto had a bumper made out of goddamn flint, okay? I'm going to take the stereo system out, sell it, and then donate the Pinto to a demolition derby. That's it.
What a benevolent soul.
All right.
So first day with you. Enjoy
your blue Ford Pinto, and I think we can all look forward to that demolition derby.
It's going to be fireable.
All right. Your next winner, let's see, random drawing, shuffling the tickets around. You know, the sad part is I actually had access to one of those bingo roller things, and I wasn't able to secure it for tonight. But this format's okay. I mean, we only have five contestants. Your next winner is... the lucky holder of the ticket, 623-121.
That's Juniper.
Yeah,
that's
oh,
are
wow.
You fucking kidding me?
My first one's 122, so.
Juniper for the... All right. So for the final time this evening, we are going to see a happy, smiling Juniper on stage. No, it's actually not a pie. It's not a pie cutter, but it is a lifetime supply of pumpkin pie filling. In cans. It's like, and all the cans are like arranged like a giant pyramid, like in the supermarket. Oh, we lost it. We've lost her.
I can't open that door.
All right.
Pie, so, pie filling?
Yes, the pie filling.
Okay, a lifetime supply of this shit, though?
A lifetime supply of pie filling, all arranged as a very well-crafted pyramid.
If I like, open a pie shop with pie cutters, and I just sell all these apple pies, I can probably afford a swimming pool, which I could fill with pumpkin pie filling. Party at my place, y'all. In the pumpkin pie pool. Ooh. The PPP. Right in the TPP.
Yeah, they got that right. Juniper, ladies and gentlemen. So all right, thanks. So what we got so far from the results of the Friendly Town Lottery, the first annual, eventually a swimming pool full of pumpkin pie filling. Spoiler alert, do not go off the top diving board. That shit's painful. Like, if you do a belly flop in a pumpkin pie filling, I imagine it, like, breaks your ribs. Like, it depends on the vicissitude of the pumpkin pie filling, which we, unfortunately, at the Friendly Town Lottery have not looked into with enough detail yet. So, anyway, keep that in mind as you go swimming in the pumpkin pie pool. Triple P. Triple threat. All right. Your next winner is 623125.
Woo!
All right. Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Making those pockets even deeper. Fill it up in pockets. All right. Cool. All right. So, Aaron, deep pockets, Chastine.
Yes.
We have a check for you in the amount of $1.3 million.
$1.3 million. All right, $1.3 million, guys.
But the problem is, it's post-dated 35 years, so you can't cash it until the year 2051. What are your plans for the day on January 1st, 2051, when you can cash this $1.3 million check, which will at that time be worth about a couple hundred bucks today?
Man, I would buy so many cats. So many cats. At least 10. Because they're pricey. And you'd have to get the shots and all. They're worth it, though, you know? They're worth it. $1.3 million on cats. It's worth it, guys. It is. In the year of 2051... there's going to be nobody except cats left anyway, so I mean, oh, it's a great investment. So, right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, $1.3 million on cats. That's what I'd do. Thank you very much. Deep Pockets.
Deep Pockets Chastine, investing his $1.3 million in the year 2051 in cats. If you're lucky, you have to get some black market cats for $1.3 million in 2051. Also, our currency is going to be rubles at that time, so you're going to have to convert it to, I don't know. I don't know how politics work in this crazy workaday world. How about some more lottery drawings? All right, your next lucky winner is the possessor of the ticket 623122.
That's me.
All right.
Aaron, I do have a hot tip for you. We are actually transferring to the cat standard in at least 25 years, so I think you're okay.
So it's it'll basically be like spending money on money, you know? Yeah. It's like handing someone a dollar.
It's a good, solid investment. I mean, like, you've got the cats, like, you just toss them over whenever you need, like another high life, so...
Yeah. It'll be like in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas when like they accept chickens as like currency for sex. It'll be something like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys have all seen that movie, right?
No.
Okay. Yes. You guys are missing out. All right. Actually, it's appropriate that I should bring that up because you're John. Todd is behind the bar. Give it up for Todd, everyone. Woo! Because John... Your prize is the deed to the house that was the chicken ranch in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. What do you do with this empty house?
Oh, wow. As someone who has not seen the Little Whorehouse in Texas, the thing I can do with it, I can promise to probably stage as many Dolly Parton-esque musicals in there as possible. Probably all at once there. I think the top floor, and I'm assuming this is a multi-floor establishment.
Oh yeah, picture Sassy Ann's basically in a field in the middle of Texas. That's what the best little horse, the chicken ranch, is.
With Burt Reynolds. Does Burt Reynolds come with the place? That's important.
We could probably convince him. He's not up to a whole lot these days. He's in his 80s. He's just kind of running out the clock.
Yeah, I accidentally ran into him when he was at when they were filming Dog Days. They were at the Food City I shop at.
That was not an accident.
That was not.
You don't accidentally run into Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds decides whether you run into him or not.
That's true. That is true. But in the case that Burt Reynolds comes with it, great. You know, we do that tender heart scene at the I believe at the end of the movie. Even though I haven't seen it, I heard about that part. But 9 to 5 is upstairs. Probably Coat of Many Colors is in at least 3 different rooms. Basically, this is Dollywood 2 at this point. So look forward to that. And if that doesn't work, we'll just make it Silver City. Go back on nostalgia. So there we go.
We have an excellent idea for the future of the house which played the Chicken Ranch in the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It might be a private residence now. Even if it is, we'll just kick those owners out. We'll be like, you guys, you have to understand. This how terrifying would that be if someone knocked on your door tomorrow and be like, hey, I won your house in the lottery. That would be amazing. And I mean, just to hear about it, if you didn't know either of the people involved, if it was you, it would suck. But anyway... All right, your next winner of the Friendly Town Lottery is the lucky contestant who pulled ticket 623-128.
That's me.
All right, Greg Raines.
4 times.
All right. Is it
exactly like the quiz show.
Big Daddy Fats, is that your name?
Yes.
All right.
Big Daddy Fats.
So tell us, now that you are the latest winner of the Friendly Town Lottery... And you have yourself a day as the mayor of Knoxville. Not Friendly Town, but an actual day. Like, Madeline Rojero is going to take the day off. What do you do in 24 hours as the mayor of Knoxville, which you have won here at the Friendly Town Lottery?
Oh,
so loud.
The power. Simple. I will have the biggest ever... St. Paddy's Day in the middle of December. Yeah, I would actually, I would just use city money just to say, hey, Dropkick Murphys, come down here. If you have any idea who the Dropkick Murphys are.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Yes.
It would be confusing because it's most of the St. Patrick's Day shows that Dropkick Murphys have performed before, understandably, are on March 17th.
I know.
So how would you go about convincing the Dropkick Murphys that it is, in fact, March 17th?
You want to do a lot of drinking?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I've been to a few Dropkick Murphys here, okay? They are all drunk.
No.
Yeah, I'm having trouble wrapping my head around this. So other than throwing the world's biggest St. Patrick's Day party in the middle of the summer... And booking the Dropkick Murphys for a fake St. Patrick's Day concert. What are your first legislative action of the day? Like, what do you do when you walk into the office, kick your feet up on the mayor's desk, and say, this is official in Knoxville?
I will go ahead and just outlaw, douchebags with vapes.
That's actually a really good idea. I think we can all get behind that, can't we? I think there's some lukewarm support. There's lukewarm support for your platform of outlawing douchebags with vape pens. I think you need to make a fiery, impassioned political speech about why you need to outlaw douchebags with vape pens.
Because they think they can smoke inside, and I am tired of smelling like maple syrup that makes me hungry when I'm too broke to actually buy food, okay? I end up trying to bite the goddamn smoke, okay? We should outlaw vape pens entirely.
Outlaw vape pens and the douchebags that smoke them. Ladies and gentlemen, your latest lottery winner, Greg Raines.
I think you'll be believing.
I would also like to tack on a bill that forbids the music of 311 from being played anywhere in Knoxville.
Yeah, right, yeah.
If we're going to go that route of outlawing douchebags and vape pens. All right, so we have... Let's see. Has anyone not won the lottery yet? This is amazing. I'm sure if I was more of a mathematician, like, yeah, for those of you guys who are keeping track at home, our bartending mayor, Todd Lewis, one of the founders of Friendly Town, has not yet won the lottery. I really kind of hope that it just turns out that he doesn't, and then I just call the show. It'd be similar to shows we've done here in the past where we just play this like long, kind of stretched out prank on the founder of the show, because, you know, we do it out of love. Anyway, I'm going to draw this next number, and if it's not Bartending Mayor Todd, I'm going to laugh so hard. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the next round of the Friendly Town Lottery is the holder of the ticket, 623127.
Not Todd, it's me!
It's Aaron, Big Money Chastity, Deep Pockets.
Deep Pockets.
Big
Thank
Money,
you.
Deep Pockets
deep
Chastity.
Deep Pockets.
All right, so you've won the St. Friendly Town Lottery twice.
Three times now, actually.
Yeah, well, now, yep. But prior to this, proud. Prior to this, you won the Friendly Town Lottery twice. Right. How did those wins work out for you? It's been a little while since we've seen you up here with your last round of winnings. What was the result of the last thing that you won in your personal life?
Well,
because I don't remember.
I'm on track with my original plan. I'm up to 8 cats.
Okay.
So,
okay. Oh, right. You can't invest that money yet, but you have designs on 8 cats.
Right. Yeah.
In the year 2051.
I just have holds on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what are your plans? The question is, though, what are your plans for keeping those cats alive for 35 years?
A lot of mice. A lot of mice. Like, pretty much what... I have them on hold over in Russia right now, and they have them in this barn, and they just keep on releasing mice with... steroids in them, and they're huge cats now.
Okay.
I think they're healthy.
So steroids expand cats' lifespan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I guess we had steroids all wrong, you guys, and I think that that's something that we owe the Friendly Town Lottery teaching us.
Don't be selfish with your steroids. Give them to your cats.
Can someone please, like, quote Aaron Chastain and put that on Facebook or Twitter right now? And also, your Twitter handle is what?
CoolCatAaron17.
Yeah, it's CoolCatAaron17. We're not making this up. That really is his Twitter handle. Because a cat is spelled with a K, so, you know, there's a lot of ambiguity
there. So it's cool.
All right, so now that we've established that you're going to be the world's most powerful cat owner of...
That's my plan.
What's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like immortal cats. You'll be the world's biggest winner and breeder of immortal cats in 2051, thanks to the Friendly Town Lottery. Well, I'm excited to announce that you are now the sole possessor of the entire back catalog of releases by the group Backstreet Boys. Do you use this for good or for evil?
For evil, of course. Evil, of course. I'm going to... use it to hypnotize combine of the youth into breeding more cats. We're just going to continue bringing me cats. I'm going to shove steroids into them, and then I'm going to create my own Thundercats 2.0.
So is there a specific Backstreet Boys song that will contribute to this eugenics, I think it is? I want it
to be honest,
perhaps, like
Backstreet's
Cat.
My time.
Oh, really? You're that
I didn't listen to a lot of Backstreet Boys, and no.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
No, you're good. No.
Okay.
That's on me, guys. It's on me.
Yeah, you know, they're national
treasures. I was sheltered. Just had a lot of cats growing up. I mean, I was sheltered, so.
Were you homeschooled, perhaps?
Yes, I was homeschooled.
Oh, okay.
I was.
How did you respond when your mom would say something like, hey, tonight's dinner is chicken nuggets?
With a homeschool high five, of course.
There you go.
So, you know.
Homeschool high fives for everyone.
Homeschool high five, everybody.
For Friendly Town Lottery 2016.
Yeah! Deep pockets. Thank you.
Aaron Chastain, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we're down to our last five tickets. Let's see how this works out. Let's see how this goes for our bartending mayor.
You know which ones are mine, right?
No, I don't. I haven't done the process of elimination. I just blindly tore them off and gave them to the contestants at the beginning. Your next winner is the lucky holder of 623116.
Hey!
All right! Oh my God! Keep it going for your bartending. Woo! All right, those of you guys who are wondering, he is the manager of this establishment right now, which is why he can do that. If I did that, I would probably... Oh, he's wearing his prize already. I was going to present him with mildly used sunglasses. This is a really weak round for the lottery. Sorry about that. But the best we have to offer for this round is mildly used sunglasses. Tell us a little bit about you and your new lottery victorious ways, Todd.
I just won the lottery. I don't have to answer your questions anymore, poor man.
Where'd you get the glasses anyway? Like, aren't those look suspiciously like the ones we took out of the pilot light Lost and Found before the show?
Man, you ask no questions, you need no lies.
Woo!
I think he's made his point. Does anyone else have any questions for the lottery champion, current lottery champion for the next?
That's a good question.
Yeah, really? one of our citizens actually put forth the question: are you Kid Rock?
No. I am not. You know, I come down here every day and bah with the bah and do my job because I am the bull god, and I've got someplace I need to be.
Todd Lewis, everyone. Finally breaking his all-too-long cold spell of not winning the Friendly Town Lottery with a decisive Friendly Town Lottery victory. I didn't even look at his ticket. I think I'm going to trust him on that one. All right, so we've got time for, let's see, one more drawing, and then we'll have our special bonus round.
So two more drawings.
Six, yeah. Shut up! Shut up! Two more rounds, fine. One more traditional round, and then the bonus round. All right. You're the winner of this last traditional round, 623117.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah! Woo!
Once more, your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis.
Woo!
All right, so it looks like you've got most of a Miller High Life in your left hand and an unopened one in your right hand.
Yes.
Is this because your prize was a lifetime supply of Miller High Life?
Yeah!
Thank you to Miller for donating generously. Not to say that Todd doesn't have unmitigated access to High Life as it is in his line of work. But tell us a little bit about your new life as the official spokesperson for Miller High Life.
Well, you know, nothing's really changed. I'm still the same person I've always been. You know, I still work at the Sonic Burger in Seymour. I still feel, but now I Bill Murray that shit and give them fried pickles and a Butterfinger blast no matter what they order. you know, I'm still just one of the boys. You know, I don't sweep up the parking lot anymore because fuck that, Janet. But and anytime anyone orders a green apple slushy, I spit in it because that's not lemon lime. But I'm really just down good salt of the earth people. You know, I still work at Sonic Burger. I would never eat there, but I still work there. Because it's something to do, and in Seymour you need something to do, or you get addicted to pills. And if I have a lifetime supply of High Life, that shit don't mix. Any other questions? Statements?
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to try to see how much a lifetime supply of Miller High Life is. As aggressively as possible.
It costs about $230. Like, you could healthily, that wouldn't be healthily, but you could feed yourself Miller High Life for the rest of your life.
They won't break up.
Yeah. We don't condone this activity. We don't condone throwing empty Miller High Life bottle. Unless it's your bar. Like, if you're running the bar.
Yeah, if you have to clean this shit up later, then you can do it. But, like, you know, no civilians. I mean, I'm still just one of the people, but no civilian should do stuff like that.
All right, so your lottery winnings won't change you, and that's the bottom line.
No, I'm going to be just as drunk as ever. Thank you, everybody.
All right, Todd, everyone. I believe something's going to make him lose his mind up in here, based on his woo-ing. Or Ric Flair. So one of the two. It's a mix of DMX and Ric Flair, I think. Anyway, for our last concluding round of the Friendly Town Lottery, I'd like to welcome all five of our winners up on stage with me right now. All five of our winners, come on up. Stand over at this other microphone because I have to... you know, we here at the Friendly Town Lottery like to make sure that those who win correctly, that they win responsibly. So, perhaps one by one. Are you going to come back up, Todd?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In a minute, you harpy.
All right. It's really important that, you know, we at the Friendly Town Lottery do not condone gambling addiction. If you know a friend who has a compulsive gambling addiction, report them to us so we know who to send our mailers to. However, we want to make sure that all of our winners tonight have not let their new riches go to their head. So I would just like to go down the line and ask you guys, in the time that since you've won the Friendly Town Lottery, tell us maybe the best thing that's happened in your life since you won the Friendly Town Lottery tonight. Why don't we start down over here with Mr. Greg Big Daddy Fats Reigns. Grab the microphone, sir. So tell us a little bit about how that demolition derby went and what the current status of this Pinto is, or maybe something else you won tonight.
Well, the Pinto was pretty much destroyed because instead of having a demolition derby, I had a redneck friend make a trebuchet, a.k.a. a catapult, and it's a fireball of annihilation.
All right, Fireball of Annihilation. I think we can get behind that. I think it's pretty safe to say that the lottery did not ruin his life like it ruined so many people's lives. How about Miss Juniper? Why don't you tell us a little bit about...
That is Juniper Sugar Tits Moon.
All right. Thank you very much. I apologize. I don't have my notes in front of me. Juniper Sugar Tits... Oh, thank you. Thank you for this Miller High Life. Where did you get so much High Life? Who knows? Who knew?
This ring fits
nicely around
so
it.
So, like, my apple pie business isn't doing so well. So, like, all that shit's rotten by now. Those cutters are just like... But you know what? I put some, like, spice in that, like, pumpkin filling pool. Man, like, if I like girls, I would be, like, swimming with a bunch of girls. Fortunately, or unfortunately, maybe I'm not too interested in other ladies. So
in other words, the lottery has not changed you. Oh! That was.
She forgot how to drink beer.
Did anyone get hit by that? Did anyone get hit that time?
I am sorry. In the biz, we call it spit take.
All right, that was a very, very strangely timed spit take, but I think that. You know, usually you do a spit take when the beer is already in your mouth. She took a second to actually take a drink after I asked
her. Don't tell
her
how you do a spit take.
That's right.
All right. Now, Todd, the bartending mayor, Lewis, we were really
worried about
you.
Yes, Your Honor.
We were actually very worried that you would leave tonight with zero winnings from the Friendly Town Lottery. But turns out you won a lifetime supply of Miller High Life. And a pair of shitty used sunglasses.
I sure did.
How has your life changed since then?
Well, I would like to say it didn't all go to my head, and that's partially true. My winnings went into my stomach, and then into my head, and then through my kidneys, and ended up all over. I lost the sunglasses because I was really drunk.
It's all right. I recovered them. They're on my head right now.
And what was the question, Your Honor?
The question was, first of all, I'm not a judge. I'm just a lonely
man. I was not driving.
I'm just a small town lottery ticket drawer. Like, that's all that I do in this town. That's my. I get paid $80,000 a year to draw the Friendly Town lottery once a month. It's actually the highest paid public service job in Friendly Town. We should probably look into that at our next meeting.
It's a lot of high lives.
It is.
Did you have any more questions?
It's about 40 lifetimes worth of high lives. $80,000. Man, this stuff's pretty good. We're not being paid by the Miller Corporation.
Oh no, not at all.
But
the Miller Corporation of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's Miller time. Reach for a high life. It's the champagne of beers.
He's right.
Yeah, he's. So clearly you've adapted well to your new life as the Miller High Life spokesperson.
Oh yeah, it's going great. I've never been so happy, except for when I start to get sad after I've had too many and wonder, is this all there is?
Todd Lewis, everyone! All right, John, money sign. Why the two money signs? Is the one a little too subtle?
Three's too much.
Okay.
I mean, that's too much money sign happening right there, so.
Oh, okay. Anyway, your winnings of an old Victorian house in the middle of Texas and the other things you won tonight, tell us about how that's changed your life.
Well, I will say that the seeds of jealousy sown deep into the acreage around the best little whorehouse in Texas, because I found out afterwards that Aaron Chastain won the lifetime supply of Backstreet Boys, which led me to think about the Backstreet Back video, which led me to think about the Casper House, because that's all I remember about that video, which led me to remember that I want the Casper House a lot more. So it's just been a bitter bidding war for the entire time until then. I have not won yet, but I... Someday, Dollywood 2 will rise above, and I'll make... I think there actually was a Casper 2, but we'll make Casper 2, 2.
All right. Dollywood 2, The Revenge, coming soon to a theater near you.
It's time. Yeah, The Revenge. I'm not very confident about the trailer.
This time, it's 5-9. Record scratch. All right. And last but not least, Aaron Deep Pockets Chastain. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how your newfound wealth in future in cat futures? Let's take a look at your shirt. I didn't even notice he was wearing this Cats in Space shirt when I made up that prize for him. But yeah, his shirt has a bunch of cats in space on it. Is this part of a program that you're pioneering?
Actually, it is. Before winning the lottery, I was addicted to cigarettes, you know. I decided to quit that. I needed a new addiction. I got addicted to cats, obviously. And then from there, I opened up two new cat businesses. The first one is this boy band filled with cats called the Backstreet Paws. The other one, I've recently released a new line of cat steroids called catnip. So.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. I was really expecting you to go in the direction of Cat Street Boys, but Backstreet Paws is just as good, I think.
Backstreet Paws. I thought Cat Street Boys was a little too easy, I thought, so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's probably why I thought of it, to be honest. I mean, I'm just a lonely small town lottery ticket drawer.
You gotta live large, man.
Yeah. Living large, Cat Street's back. Everyone, give it up for your winners tonight of the Friendly Town Lottery. First annual Friendly Town Lottery. Give it up for yourselves. We'll be back here next week with... All right. The city council meetings for the next few weeks are going to be available very soon on our Facebook page, which is just Friendly Town Knoxville, all one word. And why don't we do a big verbal embrace and just all go out on a high note together? Let's hear it. Fred Williams. Everyone's dead.